It's OMF on EEI.
All right, welcome back, Patriots. Friday here on OMF. Time for our weekly conversation. The Lovin', we call it, with Mike Lombardi. Lovin'. Our conversation with Mike is sponsored by Town Fair Tire and by Zooty. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. How you doing, Mike?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you. How are you guys doing this weekend? Huh?
Thanks for asking.
Doing good,
That's
Mike.
So nice of you to ask.
Starting off totally different.
It's all good. All right, so let me ask you, because I don't remember ever doing this, and I've done this job for a long period of time, but on a Monday, maybe the last time I did it was the loss to the Rams in 2001 in the middle of the season, and they ran off eight in a row. But we sat around on Monday doing something that we just don't do, and that is we're sitting there going, what a nice loss. That was a terrific loss. And I'm not knocking it, Mike, because I think it is reality, because we did not think they would win that game. But it just seems very strange. How often can we do this the rest of the year?
That would be the last time. I mean, there's no moral victories in losing, I think. But I do think, you know, with the ball on the one-yard line, the way they played, you know, they give up two throws basically over their head, which, you know, typically they don't do. And I think really what you were saying on Monday, at least what I was thinking, is Kendrick's really good.
Yeah.
And they got lucky. And they got fortunate. I think it had nothing to do with the win or the loss. I don't think your emotions were Cam Newton's really good. And how did these other teams not sign Cam Newton was really my reaction when, you know, they didn't get the ball in from the 1 yard line.
Hey, Mike, you know, just looking at the offense, how much more is there left, like, you know, for them to show? I mean, I almost feel like they've kind of shown you, you know, what about maybe 70% of their offense of what they're capable of doing. How many different, you know, plays and philosophies can they have on offense with Cam?
Oh, I think it's going. I think after 2 weeks now, I think what you're going to see is them go full Cam Newton. I think you won't see.
Wait, does that mean run? Does that mean full Cam run?
No, I think you're going to see what Cam does really well. I think you're going to see more of what Cam does really well. I think the first 2 weeks had to be a trying out period. Like, let's see how this works. You know, what Cam does well, perhaps Tom didn't do well. And what Tom does well, perhaps Cam doesn't do well. And I think everything was still in the pie. Now I think the soup's going through the strainer, and what's left is going to be only what Cam does really well. And I think that's what you're going to see. And as far as movements and shifts and motions and different variations, I think you're going to see quite a bit of it. I think the goal line is going to get even more interesting. There's so much more they can do out of that formation that they were in. It's a single wing formation. So I think it's going to take off and go in a completely different direction.
You know, Mike, listen, it might surprise you, but I actually was impressed last week. I thought Cam Newton was outstanding.
That's nice to hear, Lou. Yep. I appreciate you saying that.
I
really do. I think, look, if you're a Patriot fan and your best player in the last 20 years leaves, 19 years leaves, you naturally feel doom and gloom is coming, because how can you win without the greatest quarterback of all time? And yet you see this guy that just got delivered to you for no reason other than you had the last chair. You basically, literally, it was the last chair. Like, how does Chicago not sign him? How does Denver not sign him? How does Carolina cut him? How does the other teams? How does Washington, who coached him, not sign him? You know, and you're just asking yourself, and then you listen to the players rave about him. Forget what Bill says. Forget what Josh says. Listen to his teammates rave about him. How is this guy a free agent in June?
Yeah, and I know after week one, it was like, you know, sustainable, right? 15 carries. But we're talking about this RPO, and I was saying, you know, what they're really kind of missing through two games is kind of the R, you know? And it's not just Cam running the football, whether it's Michelle or Burkhead, and it looks like James White's out again. And now, of course, the news of Andrews being out in this game. I thought that was going to be one of the strengths, right? Running the football behind a good offensive line. And is that an area that there needs to be some improvement to be able to just run it, not just Cam, but the other guys?
I definitely think they got to run it. I think, you know, I think Sonny Michel's got to take his game up. There's no doubt. I think losing David, you know, is going to be problematic. How they configure that, they've got versatile offensive linemen. So, I mean, they could easily slide a player in at center, whether they move Tooney to center and put the other kid from Michigan in a guard or however they configure it, right? They've got some depth in that offensive line, but more than anything, they've got to have to get some bigger runs. They're going to, and I think that's part of that question. Is this 70%? I think you're going to see more of the offense that's fit to what Cam does in the run game and what they need to do in their own run game. And I think whether it's Damian Harris when he comes back off IR and after week three, who knows if he does, but they got to get more out of their backs. There's no doubt in my mind.
We're talking to Mike Lombardi, our weekly get-together on Friday. So like you, we listen to everything that you say during the course of the week. And you talked about a possible extension for Cam Newton. I'm wondering how much of that is based on knowledge. I can see them locking in and guaranteeing that $7.5 million this year, Mike, especially with the Pro Bowl and the All-Pro initiatives in there, incentive. But do you really believe that Bill would rip it up and right now, without playing the 16 and seeing whether he can stay upright for 16, that he would give him an extension now?
Well, I didn't say it was going to happen now, but I think, you know, and no one's told me this, so this is just watch. Like, if I were the GM of the Patriots and I watched this, I would be thinking, we got to get this guy extended. Like, we have to. Like, we have to. This guy's too good not to. Now, I would be worried about his injuries and all that things you just talked about. Yeah, there's no doubt. But to me, on the surface, we've just got the gift of all gifts. We basically went from the greatest quarterback of all time to a guy who's probably in the top 10 quarterbacks. And we can maintain this level of play and actually compete with the Baltimores and compete with Kansas City's and still have a young quarterback in Jarrett Stidham on the roster. So for me, if I were there, and I said it from my perspective, it's one thing, you know, Bill, you know, he sees things differently. He does on his own timetable. That's the way he works. I'm saying if I were there, that would be my mindset. I would want to get him under contract because where are we going to find a player like this?
Yeah, but I don't understand why you would do it right now in that you hold the franchise tag on him so you can let the season play out, find out if he's durable, find out if that shoulder is fine. And then when you get to the offseason, you've got 30 or let's say it's $32 million for that franchise tag. You can sit there and say, okay, now we can hold him here and then we can negotiate to try to get a long-term contract. Because I think Cam Newton's probably looking at what Tannehill and these other guys are getting and saying, I want the $100 million, the $60, $70 million guaranteed.
Of course he is, but I also don't want to go down the Kirk Cousins franchise road. So, you know, it's one thing about saying we should get an extension, another thing about getting an agreement. And I think that's part of the conversation. You got to get him, you know, he's got to be willing to dance too. And if you're Cam Newton, you probably don't want to dance right now because you're looking at all these other numbers.
Exactly.
I mean, the market at quarterback is, Dak Prescott was just waiting for Lamar Jackson to get done. He was waiting for Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes to get done.
So what is it?
They're going to rise them.
Well, in make believe right now, let's just say this, just play this out with this. I mean, if you are the GM and you, okay, he wants to re-sign, he wants an extension. What is that number look
Teddy
like?
Teddy got what? 3-63, Bridgewater.
Yeah, what do you think his is based on his age, where he's at?
Well, I think you'd have to do a contract that protects the club for injury and also gives him the flexibility to get the guarantees that he wants, you know, and I think that there's ways to do that. You can injury guarantee it, you know, which doesn't mean it doesn't have a skill guarantee, it, injury guarantee it only, not skill and injury guarantee it. And then you can have insurance that basically can prorate that number. So say you guarantee him $50 million, but really 25 is in the first year and the next 25 is in the next 2 years. Well, some of those are injury guarantees. He's got to stay healthy to earn them. You know, he's got to stay healthy to earn them. And if he gets hurt, he gets the money, but you also have insurance to offset it and do all that. So I think there's ways around it.
But
there's
do you think it's
to where we both win.
Okay, but is he a $25 million a year quarterback in your mind?
Oh, easily. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. I mean, look.
The next question is he a $25 million? Hold on. Is he a $25 million quarterback with the Patriots? Like, forget about the other teams. Is that something they'd be willing to swallow?
I think you're going to, if you got the right guy, you got to do it. I mean, it's called the cost of doing business. You're not going to get guys to take a discounted deal at that number. I mean, look, you know, I mean, Jared Goff's making $33 million. You're going to get Cam Newton for $8 million less than Jared Goff. I wouldn't trade Cam Newton for Jared Goff. Hard to do, right?
I agree,
you're going to have to look what's out there. And you're going to have to do it in so that you can get, like, look, Patrick Mahomes got a ton of money, but he did a deal that helped the Kansas City Chiefs sign Chris Jones. he did a deal that also helped them redo Kelce and help them do some things. That's the conversation you got to have. You can't have it all. You can't have all the money. You're going to have to give and take a little bit here. We're partners on this deal, right? You need good players around you.
Yeah, I guess the question I would have is because I personally felt like they're almost like using each other, right? Cam's using them to kind of reset his market, and Bill's going to kind of use him to kind of stay, you know, in this playoff race, I guess. But Bill Belichick, I don't know what you think, 4 or 5 years left. He wants to break Shula. The question I would have is, does Bill want to kind of have a guy like Cam and say, hey, I can have him for the next 3 or 4 years? Or do I really want to keep finding new quarterbacks year in, year out? Right?
I think if Bill would have felt like Tua or Herbert were the answer to all his problems, he would have traded everything for him. I think Bill's a calculated risk taker. When he knows something to be a fact, he's going to do it. When he's not sure, he won't do it. And I think that's ultimately, it comes to the quarterback position. Now, Tom was unique because Tom was willing to do for the team what helped the team win. And that was great. But not all players are like Tom. But when Bill sees something that he has to have, I don't think it was Gilmore. I mean, no one thought the Patriots would pay Gilmore what they paid him. But Bill knew it. He knew the risk involved. He knew the market. And he paid it. There's only so many players that are going to get Bill to do that. My view is I think Cam's one of those players. Now, I don't know if Coach Belichick feels that way, but I know I do.
All right, the Raiders looked pretty impressive the other night, Monday night. Now, it's a short week. It's a long travel, a West team coming east, a 1 o'clock Eastern time zone. We know this is disaster for those teams that are coming west to east. Bill Belichick changes up what he does every week. How much does he take into consideration how tough a week the Raiders have had? Does he, and that 1 o'clock start?
He would tell you, look, I mean, look at the way he was dressed on Wednesday. He had a tough week too, right? So I think that the Raiders, Henry Ruggs isn't going to play. You know, the Trent Brown's not going to play, so they're going to have some backup players. Look, here's the key to the Raiders, and I think Bill realizes this because it's fairly obvious. The Raiders do a great job of protecting a bad defense. Their defense is not very good. It's undersized. It can't cover. But they've only played 26 minutes of defense in the first 2 weeks. So each game they've played 26 minutes. Their offense has had the ball 34 minutes. So how do you play good defense? Play less defense. And I think that's been the key. The Raiders have been very efficient at converting third downs because they're constantly in third and shorts. Gruden does a good job of managing the down and distance so that he doesn't put a lot of pressure on his quarterback. Now, this is unique because without Ruggs in there, you know, now you've got Edwards, who's a rookie. You'll have Zay Jones in there. You'll have Aguilar in there. Guys that I think can match up pretty well. The Patriots match up well against them, and they're going to have to put some pressure on Carr. They're going to have to make Carr stand in there, take a punch in the mouth, and make throws. I think this is a close game. I think it'll go into the fourth quarter. I think it's one of those games that the Patriots have to control the pace of the game. They've got to have the ball 32, 33 minutes. They got to keep that Raider defense on the field and wear them down because they're not very good. That's how they win the game.
Good stuff. No blood this week. Mike, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Mike Lombardi on the Harbor One Hotline.